Shalom, this is Billy Brim. And you're all, so many of you are here this morning, I can hear it. And really, it's going to help me hear better. And I've got my little chart here. I get thrilled when I get to cross off each state and country. And I'm going to be able to hear that better if after you introduce yourself, and I like it when you tell what town you're from, if you'll remember to mute your phones, then I can hear really better. I believe we stand a strong chance of having every state today. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, recently I received a word from the Lord, which was just waked up with a scripture, and it was, be not weary in well-doing. And that's what we have to do right now, no matter what you see. We don't go by what we see. We go by what we believe. We go by what is written in the Word of God. And bless the Lord, hallelujah. This is a prayer call for Israel, and I want to begin by praying for their leadership. The big news in Israel this morning is annexation. According to their agreements and what it looks like right now, the agreements between the two parties who are now at the head, the Likud, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Blue and White Party with Benny Gantz and others, one of them Gabi Ashkenazi as the foreign minister. Right now, they are bringing to a vote on July 1st the question of annexation. Annexation. Annexation of what? Annexation of the portion of Israel that is called the West Bank. Now, the West Bank, how did it get that name? It got the name from the King of Jordan. And in the War of Independence, Jordan got this area. They held it only 19 years. And then in 1967, in the Six-Day War, Israel got it back. They were attacked on all sides by their enemies. On Syria, from Syria, they were attacked by Syria, and they got back the Golan. They were attacked by Egypt. Egypt was in that war, and I watched the most wonderful on the day of when they were celebrating the 67 war. CBN had a wonderful film by the pilots and them talking about that war and how God just wiped out those air forces on the first day of the Six-Day War. Now, the properties that are in question here are what was won back after Jordan held them only 19 years in the Six-Day War. And so what the world calls the West Bank, it's always been recognized as, by some, by the world, as occupied territories. It is ancient Israel. It is Judea and Samaria. It is the pathway of the patriarchs. And so right now, according to President Donald Trump, what he has submitted, there would be large portions of that area which would be annexed and no longer under any kind of a compromise situation. So, how should it go? I don't know how it should go. I do know that according to the Bible, it is Israel's, and they are going to have it. But right now, let's lift up their prime ministers, the one they have now, Benjamin Netanyahu, and then after a while, a certain period of time, Benny Gantz. Let's lift up their leadership as they consider, Father. Oh, Father, so many things. So many things right now after the blow to their economy. After the, after the indictments against Prime Minister. We just lift up Israel. We lift up their economy. We lift up their right decisions regarding annexation. Holy Father, we know everything right now. We know this is the end. And everything regarding Israel, oh, Father, your eyes are on it. Your eyes are on Jerusalem. You've been so good and so kind to let the United States stand with Israel. And we pray for our strength to still stand with Israel, Lord, that we would not be weakened, but we will be strong, and we'll have a strong president. And Donald John Trump, Ishono Mokabre, Hisanda, will be anointed by God. Ivronde Hishandibra Kosanda. Elected, protected. These leaders, these world leaders of these two countries, right now we're lifting these two. Holy Father. Everything about them, Lord. Everything about them. You're so cognizant of. Father, evil. Oh, we know it's going out. We know it's going out. We know that when you cleanse this earth, evil will be uprooted. Father, now, in the name above all names, Father, I just pray that the leadership of Israel will do what you want them to do. And they'll hear from you. They need their ears dug out. They need to hear from their God. As do our president and the administration. And oh, fatabaletino no cobrati shando the judicial ishandolo gombrete. Ishandolo hosapre calacata fratish cotonio nicalabantanda. The legislative, oh, fratella masito lo donde fara parala, oh, ma cala manino no ma melidi andobre. Hallelujah. 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 I learned something today that I didn't know was happening. And it was marked out in an op-ed article in the Jerusalem Post. And that's how much of the rioting has been aimed at Jews and is anti-Semitic in its... I didn't know this. And it's headed up difficult times for Jews in the United States. The baffling part is not that it's happening, but that the general media is making believe that it is not happening. These past few days have been a dark period for the Jewish community in the United States. Especially harsh and especially frightening for Jewish-looking Jews, Jews who wear kippot, terrifying for those who wear ultra-Orthodox dress, and for Jewish institutions and businesses. The worst hit has been Los Angeles. Jew hatred has been rampant. The baffling part is not that it's happening, but that the general media is making believe that it is not happening. General media in the United States have not focused on the Jew hatred, the destruction, the threats, the attacks, the fires, the graffiti. Israeli media have been exceptional in covering ugly, brazen attacks against Jews in the United States that have permeated the Black Lives Matter rallies and riots and looting. The rioting, looting, fires, the overwhelming destruction have instilled a sense of real terror in the hearts of American Jews. And it talked about how in the United States, the article did, we have the right to rally if we get a permit. But they can be the permits can be canceled if they're going to be violent. And so they write, as opposed to canceling rally permits, local police in certain areas told Jewish shops to secure their stores and remove their valuables and the contents of their safes because they anticipated violence. And in a video that has received widespread attention, a protester in Brooklyn warned that if the mayor and governor do not meet with them, they will walk their protest to 47th Street. 47th Street is the quintessential workplace of Jewish diamond dealers. And then he added, the protester, gasoline is cheap. This is not rocket science, and yet, looking what's happening, Jew hatred is espoused by rally organizers and participants. Flyers explaining white privilege using Jews as the example. Constant references to United States police officers being trained by the IDF. Paralleling Black Lives Matters with the plight of the Palestinians. So I didn't really realize all this was there. Of course, the Jews, who are so sensitive, because for centuries and centuries, they have been the butt and of burnouts. And I, if I'd read all the article to you, it had a lot to talk about with burning and threats. But I had no idea. I shouldn't be surprised, because the enemy is the one behind all of this. Satan is the one behind all of this. And Satan is the one who hates the Jews. He hates what God has said about the Jews. And so, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that seeing his time is short, he hath great wrath. He's the one behind it. And since he's the one behind it, we're not surprised that he's going to use it as an anti-Semitic device as well. Now, bless the Lord. You know that it's good news to find out Satan's behind something? Because, hallelujah, he's been defeated. He's on the loose. But his time is coming soon, and those who have authority over him are the body of the living Christ, the body of Jesus Christ himself. All things are under his feet, and therefore they are under our feet. So, Minneapolis, St. Paul, do not be weary in well-doing. You will reap, the Bible says, if you don't grow faint. And so right now, every one of us, we're going to see braka halamateshke de varandoshke de marande. We're going to join our single of Rahasana Makaria. This is the United States of America. We have others with us. We're so thankful to God for you. But it is important. It is important that we stay strong. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And so, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York City, the other places right now, we're going to come up as a united group, and we're going to speak to Satan, and we're going to use our authority and weaken him right now in those areas. We're going to start, if you want to get your Bible out, we're going to go right down that prayer. We're going to go right down that prayer in Ephesians. And we're going to say it together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. It starts out in the book of Ephesians, telling us that it's God's will. And we, the body of the living Christ, that it's his will that we be cleansed and forever have a place before him. That we should be the praise of his glory, and it's his divine and eternal purpose. Read your books again. Read your books again. Read. Get that faith going in you. Read The Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. Hallelujah. If you don't have time for all of that, and I'd take time if I were you. Read my little book, read Brother Hagin's book, read my little book on the authority of the believer and how to use it. Actually, we are giving away to people who don't have that little book one free copy until the end of July. You just need to go online or you need to call the number and say you want your free copy, one free copy, until the end of July, my little mini book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Now here we go with our prayer. This is Ephesians 1, 17. We are addressing it to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. And we ask you, Father, to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Oh, Father, let the eyes of our hearts, our understandings be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints? And Father, today we come particularly requesting revelation and wisdom on the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power, which is to us who believe. According to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead. And you set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, Father. You gave him to be the head over all things, to the ecclesia, the body, his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, God, who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ, the Anointed One. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Now, Father, recognizing that when the head was raised, when the head was quickened, the body, which we are, was also quickened together with him. When the head was raised, the body was raised together with him. When the head was seated at your own right hand, the body was seated together with him. And there we sit today. We've come up, Father, from all the United States of America, Canada, other nations. We've come up together. We've come up together, Lord. We're representative, Father. We represent these places. Do you see, Lord, how many are from Minnesota, California? Oh, Father, these are your own. These are the ones who know. These are the ones who worship and love and adore you. And who know who they are. The body. The body. The body of the risen Lord. These are the ones who know that according to Colossians, holy, wonderful, magnifical Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. And you translated us into the kingdom of the light. We are no longer under the control and the dominion of the darkness. The blood of Jesus Christ has brought us into, hallelujah, the kingdom of the beloved. Recognizing what you said about us and what you told us to do. You told us in the written word, it is written, they which have received, this is Romans 5:17, dear ones, they which have received abundance of grace. Oh, hallelujah. And the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Anointed One. And so here we are today, Lord. The army of the Lord, the body of Christ. Because you've been so kind and good and wondrous to us, and because we sit beside you, and because we sit in our various places where you stationed us as ambassadors, we're now going to rule and reign together. Satan, from the top to the lowest imp, You listen to us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jehovah, Yeshua, we come out against you as the body of Christ. The power given to us is the same power, and it's likened to the power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. It's resurrection power. It's authority from the Father God and from the one who holds everything together, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the word of his power. We say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers in the minds. The minds, M-I-N-D-S, of the mayors, of the Ilabrahasonda, of the leaders. Yes, of the governmental leaders, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak confusion to those who, like you, would steal, kill, and destroy. In the name above all names, we plead the blood of Jesus against you. You will not have this country. You will not reign. We will. We do. We are. In Jesus' name right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over the Jews who live in America. Cease and desist in your maneuvers on 47th Street. Cease and desist in your maneuvers against Jewish synagogues under the cover of another cause. Be exposed in the name above all names. And those you've worked down through to destroy America, may they be exposed. One of the headlines today in regarding America is Attorney General Barr and what he's bringing out about the efforts to destroy Trump and what happened in the campaign. And I was talking to Tim Sheets, Dutch Sheets' brother, Tim Sheets' pastor, before the rioting started, back during the time of probably top of the COVID-19 thing. And Tim was telling me what he had seen. And he said he heard the Lord say in the Spirit, Mordecai Barr. Mordecai Barr is going to be exposing and hanging Haman's. Well, you know the story. Esther and her uncle and her cousin Mordecai, and how God used them to protect the Jews. So the picture that I got from Tim Sheets was that some Hamans were about to be exposed. And so we do pray for the evil, for the deep state to be exposed. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we just cover with the blood of Jesus all of that. Folks, it will help Israel for President Donald John Trump to be reelected. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Ephradoshanda, you know, I'm a kind of a one issue person in voting. Oh, I hate the sin. I hate the murder of babies. I hate all of those horrid things that happen where people call wrong things right and right things wrong. All of that that has to do, and you know what it is, I don't need to name it. But the one thing that the Bible says that nations as nations are going to be judged about is how they treat Israel. And we are so thankful, dearest, wonderful, marvelous Heavenly Father, we've made mistakes. Mistakes were made by refusing that ship, the St. Louis, during World War II. Horrible mistakes have been made. But Holy Father, in the name above all names, we have a president who's blessed Israel. And Holy Father, we want to keep him, as you well know, without me telling you, dear God, we don't have to tell you how hell has been unleashed against him. Satan, really from the prince of the power of the air rather than hell, has been against him. And so, Father, today we pray for his protection. We pray for his safety. We pray the blood of Jesus over him. We join those close to him that I know, Father, personally, are so involved in his travel, are so involved in, Father, I know how they're praying. And I pray for them. I pray they will not be weary in well-doing. And in the name above all names, we come out as a man and we plead the blood of Jesus over them and over him today. Of course, all of his family, of course, Mike Pence, of course, all of them, Father. But we, Shindala Hasa, we say to the Makara, Makara Kadashkiri Antafe, the Kahalabele Dandyo, Brother Kalakalande. We know this whole thing is spiritual, Father. Every bit of it. And those caught up in the middle of things, Lord, they don't even know it's spiritual. And so many manipulated by Satan, and they don't even know it. Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. There's someone I want us to pray for. I don't even know if they're still alive or not, but it really touched my heart. Headlines read, Iran is to execute alleged CIA agent involved in Soleimani's killing. Soleimani, as you know, and this is what the paper says, wielded immense power and influence in his position and was crucial as the architect who spread and maintained Iran's influence in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and elsewhere. He was the big man who moved everything there. I think you probably know that he was taken out by a U.S. drone strike on January 3rd. And they had inside information. They knew exactly where he was, and it was because they knew which plane he was in. It was because some Iranis on the inside had given information to the U.S. An Iranian citizen who allegedly provided information to U.S. and Israeli intelligence services on the whereabouts of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps slain commander Soleimani will be executed soon, Iran's judiciary said yesterday. I want to pray for this man. I'm thinking he might be a Christian because there are Christians there, and I'm thinking who would risk their lives. Let's just pray for that man. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we just want him to know Jesus. Father, in the name above all names, we don't have authority over Iran's leaders. But Holy Father, oh, we can intercede We use our intercessory prayer. If it takes an appearance of Jesus in the cell, please, dear Father, don't let the man go to hell. Please reveal yourself to him. Of course, we would like to save his life, but I don't know. I know we don't have authority there, but I do know that we can speak and send angels. I do know, Father, that we can pray and lift him up to you. And we do pray that he'll be in heaven with you forever. And there are others who also rested on these charges, and I do pray for them and lift them up in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, thank you for praying for us when we did our 3BI, and I want you to pray for me now. Billy Graham Bible Institute. We're getting ready. I'm getting ready right now to do something the Lord told me to do. And so we're going to have as the next two classes that I teach out here at Prayer Mountain. And then, of course, they'll be incorporated into 3BI. The Lord dealt with me to do the book of Revelation. And then, after getting into it, I saw that I cannot do the book of Revelation without doing the book of Daniel first. And so we're going to have a couple of classes out here, and I'm going to do Daniel for 1 week, and then I'm going to do the book of Revelation, and they will be incorporated into the course. Now, in order to take these two, in order to take any of our courses, we have placed the number one course, Rightly Dividing the Word, as a prerequisite. And so I would invite you, I would invite you to take that course now so that you can be prepared to take these other courses later. We're in a marvelous time, a wonderful time. I looked in, and I read it on our 3 o'clock prayer Sunday. I knew that Brother Hagin had seen a vision early on about the rioting that took place in the 60s. And he said that was only part of it, that there would be more. And he had had a heavenly messenger come right up on a horse and showed him about that. And the writer had said, the end of all things are at hand. And you might want to read I Believe in Visions. And I was thinking about Brother Hagin. He had that vision about the riots, but he didn't camp on that. He always camped on the last part of the vision, which was, it's going to be a great move of God. There's going to be a great awakening. There's going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a marvelous, marvelous harvest. And the Lord showed him these things. And the Lord said, before the worst of it, I'm taking my own out. So many people now are not believing in the rapture, even one. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but one of the Bible translations that people are reading a lot now. Praise the Lord. Anyway, not going there. But they see Satan as already bound. And he's not. It's future. He's going into that pit for 1,000 years. So some things that we need to talk about right now and teach about right now. You know, I saw 10 days before the new year, we were at Dr. Larry Ollison's, and a word of the Lord came that we're entering into a period of transition. I've been thinking more and more about this and that word of the Lord. And transition is the last stage of labor, of a woman's labor. It means changing from one state to another. And in the last state of a woman's labor, I forget if the labor is 3 or 4 parts, I'm not sure, but the last part is transition. And the changes and the contractions come quickly, one right after the other, but oh, hallelujah, you get the baby. And so I'm telling you folks, it's really rather exciting to me to see where we are, because I believe Jesus is coming soon. I don't think it's tomorrow. I got my date picked out. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But Dr. Roy Hicks said you might as well pick out a date. There might be a prize for the one that gets it right. But looking at the calendar, and we did that in our study, 3BI, we looked very closely at that calendar. And the last one I did on the book of Exodus, that's a course you'll want to take. Everything is on a redemptive calendar. And, oh, Holy Father, well, at noon prayer today, I will be there, but we have a prophet coming by, a Brother Wiseman. It's going to be very interesting to see and hear what he has to say. But I'm going to go right back to that scripture. Do not be weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you don't faint. We're not fainting. We're strong. But be sure to sit in your seat every morning in your territory where you have habitational authority. I love you all, and I'll see some of you at noon. Shalom, shalom.